Yeah, there's a guy at North Melbourne that's under some heat. They've lost
David Noble.
133 games in a row, whatever it is. But after half time, on the bench was Taron Thomas and Jason Horne Francis, two of the good young midfielders. And so obviously there was some reason for that. I just want to, I'd love to hear now David Noble, just what he had to say about that.
Yeah, really disappointing, Riley. The lack of response when a team, you know, challenges us at the moment is a real task that we've got at hand. You know, we always thought it was going to be a territory battle tonight just because of the conditions. We handled that really well in the first and we didn't handle that very well in the second. So I thought there was a bit of lack of discipline around our stoppages and in defence, you know, just giving the opposition first look at the ball.
Yeah, it's always interesting, isn't it? I mean, if you, this is where I get mixed messages about football today. When you go into a structure, as they call it, which I used to do, you have to stand somewhere, right? You stand somewhere where you're told, and that's what I want. If you get beat under that structure, right,
that's not your fault.
That's not your fault. No. As a player, I actually took ownership of that. I watched every centre bounce. I watched every structure. I didn't have a midfield coach, and this is not about me. What I'm talking about now is if you are going to give that structure to the players and they are standing exactly where you said, the fact that they can't defend sometimes is because of where they started, and that's your structure. Got the idea, David?
Yeah.
So it's not always about the players. And that's when you start coaching, you start to realise it is sometimes what you've presented to the players, you need to change.